This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Varanasi today. The two countries signed four agreements in different fields following the talks. Prime Minister Ramgoolam arrived in the spiritual city yesterday. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are one. Prime Minister Modi stated that India and Mauritius are not just partners, but a family.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one. इस वर्ष हम सर शिव सागर रामगुलाम जी की 125वीं जयंती मना रहे हैं। वे केवल मॉरिशस के राष्ट्रपिता ही नहीं बल्कि भारत और मॉरिशस के बीच अटूट सेतु के संस्थापक भी थे। उनकी यह जयंती हमें मिलकर अपने संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने की प्रेरणा देती रहेगी।
He added that India has always supported decolonization and full recognition of Mauritius's sovereignty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the first Jan Aushadhi Kendra outside India has now been established in Mauritius. He added that energy security is an important pillar of bilateral relationship. PM Modi also said that IIT Madras and the Indian Institute of Plantation Management have signed agreements with the University of Mauritius. We have more from our correspondent.
The bilateral talks between the two leaders covered the full spectrum of cooperation. Four MOUs in the field of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry were exchanged between the two countries. Three more documents, namely in the power sector, Indian grant assistance for small development projects and hydrography, were also exchanged. The talks reaffirmed the civilizational connect, spiritual bond and enduring people-to-people ties between India and Mauritius. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
The Mauritian Prime Minister is on a week-long state visit to India from the 9th to the 16th of September 2025. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri addressed the press in Varanasi regarding the visit of the Mauritian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand this evening. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Programme in the Lucknow, Tiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The programme aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. It will provide more facility for the internationals and overseas citizen of India, OCI passengers, coming from other countries. The programme will run on e-gates or automated border gates, which will minimise human intervention in the immigration clearance process. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Railways is introducing a daily timetabled parcel train from Budgam in Kashmir Valley to Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. The train will provide an alternative to fruit and handicraft dealers to showcase their produce across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav underscored that the Kashmir Valley now has better connectivity with the Jammu-Srinagar line now operational. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that talks to improve trade relations between India and the United States are progressing in a serious and positive atmosphere. Talking to the media in Patna today, he said both India and the United States are satisfied with the progress made so far. Mr. Goyal said the road and rail infrastructure projects approved yesterday by the Union Cabinet will fast-track the development of Bihar. In boxing, India has guaranteed itself at least three bronze medals at the World Boxing Championships at Liverpool in the United Kingdom after Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Sheoran and Pooja Rani advanced to the semi-finals. Rani, a 34-year-old veteran, moved into the semi-finals of the 80-kilogram category by edging Poland's Emilia Koterska in a scrappy 3-2 split decision. In Asia Cup 2025, India beat UAE by 9 wickets in the Group A match held in Dubai. India and UAE is also the fourth shortest completed T20I match involving a full member side. And with that, we end this news bulletin.